MSNBC's Cross, Tim Scott is McConnell's tap dancer and thirsty for wide approval. By Ian Hanchett on May 1, 2021. On Saturday's broadcast of MSNBC's Cross Connection, host Tiffany Cross responded to Senator Tim Scott's speech earlier in the week by saying that Scott is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's RKY, own tap dancer who is thirsty for wide approval, would have been left behind by Harriet Tubman, didn't actually believe what he was saying, and is a token. Cross said, Tim Scott does not represent any constituency other than the small number of sleepy, slow-witted sufferers of Stockholm Syndrome who get elevated to prominence for repeating a false narrative about this country that makes conservative white people feel comfortable. Because when you speak an uncomfortable truth, like Nicole Hannah-Jones, the party that Scott claims is not racist gets big mad and tries to silence you. Just this week, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell asked Education Secretary Miguel Cardona to scrap teaching the 1619 Project in schools because it would reorient the view of American history. Lucky for McConnell, he has his own tap dancer to try and reorient the view of America for him. She continued, there were so many contradictions in the senator's speech that it was clear not even Scott believed the words he was speaking. I could go into great detail refuting each of his asinine points. But he did that for me, and moreover, a lesson I've learned. Don't argue with people Harriet Tubman would have left behind. And sure, Tim Scott has spoken out about his encounters with law enforcement and he co-sponsored the anti-lynching bill in the Senate, but there are two sides to every token. So thirsty for wide approval, this dude actually stood on the national stage to defend the voter suppression law in Georgia. Even though, as of last month, 361 bills were being introduced in 47 states to keep people who look like him out of the ballot box. The ability to shame the ancestors and appease the oppressors all in one speech. That's extreme, though not quite like the domestic violent extremism that the Department of Homeland Security is investigating within its own ranks, mind you. But please, Senator, say more about how unracist the country is while you trot out that tired line about going from cotton to Congress to clown. Perhaps this was merely Senator Scott's audition to be Sam Jackson's understudy in the film Django. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.